the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. The Lord of glory be with you.
The Lord bless you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning as we celebrate the baptism of Christ. Lovely to see so many of you here. It almost feels a bit like St. Mary's of old in a way, but it's lovely to see you, and of course to welcome those joining us at home. Let us pray that we may be faithful to our baptism. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us who are born again by water and the Spirit that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the waters they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honoured, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring you offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. Alleluia, alleluia. This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased.
Alleluia.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In the wilderness, John proclaimed a baptism of repentance. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah. John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as Rosemary reminded us on Thursday evening at the Epiphany, that's it for another year. The relatives have gone, thank goodness, you may say. The decorations are packed away for another year. That was my job yesterday afternoon. And the season of good cheer is past, except not quite, at least here in church. Our little scene beneath the altar reminds us that we're still in the season of the Incarnation, a time to ponder the miracle of God amongst us in Jesus. And this week our attention shifts to his baptism, and our gospel concluded with these words, "You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased." These words of belovedness are for us to ponder today, because I think we all need to know we are loved. Last Saturday was Archbishop Desmond Tutu's funeral, and at it the preacher was Bishop Michael Nuttall, and he reminded those present and watching at home that the Arch, quote, "disarmingly admitted that he loved to be loved. And what is wrong with that? Do we not all love to be loved? It is a human craving from the moment we are born." I remember once hearing the Arch say that. I think it was on Desert Island Discs. And I wondered what I thought. Somewhere there had lodged a sense that that's not the sort of thing a Christian should say, as if it is some inadequacy in our personality, something we leave behind as we grow up. But life tells us that though we move beyond the cry of need we've pondered sounding from Bethlehem lately,
we still need to be and know that we are loved. That's why that reading from Isaiah is so memorable. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you, the prophet says. I have called you by name, you are mine. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. These are God's words to us that ground our deepest identity in and through our being loved by God. And the life of faith is spent growing into these words. And I think the best of our human relationships do hint at this love, this great love in the parent who tries to love a child for who they uniquely are, not who they would have them be. In the spouse who loves and cherishes their partner again for who they are, even with all their flaws, and I for one have many. And surely we also remember, even if it's a distant memory, that moment of transformation that happens in us when we hear the words, I love you, spoken to us. So how much greater than to believe that these words are God's and addressed to you in and through the words of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus, of course, didn't need human love as we need it. His intimacy and connectedness with the Father was profound. His whole identity was grounded in the love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We, of course, are not him. And though our need for love is real, sometimes it seems to me we can say, I love you without thinking. You don't love me, says the wounded child or adult even who does not hear what they want to hear or get their own way. We can all use the word love carelessly sometimes. St. Paul famously defined love as being patient, kind, not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, is not irritable or resentful, does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but in the truth it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This is the love that the prophet Isaiah speaks of and that we long for, a love that we glimpse in and through one another, a love we're invited in our lives to grow into. Which takes me to one of my Christmas presents this year from young William throwing the incense around this morning. Here it is, Grow Jesus. This tiny Jesus will apparently, and we'll wait and see, if placed in room temperature water, will, I quote, begin to grow within 2 hours and should be left to grow for 3 days, interesting timescale, isn't it, to reach the greatest level of growth. It will grow up to 600% its actual size. So on this Sunday, when we celebrate the baptism of Christ, when we dedicate ourselves to following him, as we will in a moment at the baptismal font, I shall put Grow Jesus in the font. And though perhaps the water is not room temperature, it never is in St. Mary's, we'll wait and see what happens by next Sunday, or perhaps I'll wait for Wednesday and take a picture and put it on Twitter or something. You can see, has Jesus grown? And I hope that this tiny figure might be a symbol for what faith is like and how, as we immerse ourselves in him, we grow in love. And part of that growth is being deliberate about wanting to grow, developing those ways of living and loving and learning that help us grow in love. And this year at St. Mary's, we'll pay particular attention to that, and opportunities for you to think about what this growing in love might look like for you. Begins on Thursday, the 20th this month, for 4 weeks, as we begin to think about a rhythm of life. You may have seen the poster in the notice board. If not, see it on the way out. And I hope and pray that this will help us think about our life of faith and how we, each one of us, whatever our circumstances, can cultivate a rhythm of prayer and service that helps us grow in love. Which takes me back to Desmond Tutu and his rhythm of life. For the arch famously got up early every morning, despite all the demands upon him, to spend time in prayer, to meditate in the midst of the evil of apartheid. Maybe on those words of Isaiah we heard this morning, do not fear, I am with you. Perhaps there he learned day after day, amidst death threats and struggles, that his need to be loved was met by friends and family, yes, but ultimately by God. So though we need to know we are loved and hear words of love from another, what's wrong with that, as Bishop Nuttall rightly preached? God's love for us is so much more. And so may this tiny Jesus, growing in our font, we hope and pray this week, be a sign of our commitment in 2022 to grow in love, as we hear afresh the words of the prophet Isaiah, who spoke for our God when he said, "Do not fear, for I am with you. You are precious in my sight and honoured, and I love you." Yes, friends, God loves even you. Our job is to accept that love, to cherish it, and to grow in and through it. Amen.
Would you all like to stand, please? God in Christ gives us water welling up for eternal life. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Lord, give us this water, and we shall thirst no more. Praise God, who made heaven and earth, who keeps his promise forever. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your gift of water in creation, for your Spirit sweeping over the waters, bringing light and life, for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, baptized in the River Jordan. We bless you for your new creation, brought to birth by water and the Spirit, and for your grace bestowed upon us as your children, washing away our sins. May your holy and life-giving Spirit move upon these waters, restore through them the beauty of your creation, and bring those who are baptized to new birth in the family of your church. Drown sin in the waters of judgment, anoint your children with power from on high, and make them one with Christ in the freedom of your kingdom. For all might, majesty, dominion, and power are yours, now and forever. Alleluia. Amen.
God of truth, you are faithful to the covenant you have made with us. Look in mercy on your people. From all our sins, O Lord, wash us and we shall be clean. We have broken the pledges of our baptism and failed to be your disciples. From all our sins, O Lord, wash us and we shall be clean. Though we are saved by Christ and dead to sin through the deep waters of death, we have not witnessed to his grace by our manner of life. From all our sins, O Lord, wash us and we shall be clean. We have shown indifference to those in need and have been afraid to stand up for justice and truth. From all our sins, O Lord, wash us and we shall be clean. We have been slow to forgive and have failed to remember your repeated forgiveness of our sins. From all our sins, O Lord, wash us and we shall be clean. Today we rejoice and give thanks, because your Son humbled himself to be baptized in the Jordan. Through the waters you have given us the mystery of baptism for the remission of our sins. From all our sins, O Lord, Wash us, and we shall be clean. Through water and spirit, you give us new life as the people of God, and pour out upon us the gifts of your new covenant. From all our sins, O Lord, wash us, and we shall be clean. Almighty God, in our baptism you have consecrated us to be temples of your Holy Spirit. May we, whom you have counted worthy, nurture your indwelling spirit with a lively faith and worship you with upright lives through Jesus Christ. Amen.
So Jesus is going in the font, hopefully. We'll see what happens. He says, did I keep the receipt? Oh, ye of little faith, that's all. There he goes. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray that as God's people, the gift of his Son, as revealed to us in his baptism, may be known in our lives and shown in the world. Please sit or kneel to pray. Dear Lord, we pray for the Anglican community in the world, and today especially for the Anglican community in Chile. May the clergy and people there find peace and justice in the troubles that they face. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Dear Lord, as we deal with the very different rhythms of life which continue to challenge us, help us to work together and to support our families, friends and community, and indeed the whole world, as we all face the global challenge of COVID-19. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we pray for all those who are having a long wait for operations or other medical help. We give thanks for the charities that give advice and help, particularly the British Heart Foundation. And we pray for the mental health of all frontline workers who are now giving over and above their normal line of duty. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our Wickham community, for our church servers and readers, for all who use the community centre, and for the residents of Templegate Rise. May we find strength and love in our fellowship. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Dear Lord, comfort and heal the sick in body, mind or spirit. Our prayers are asked for Pat Hyde, Jimmy Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, David Grice, and Beryl Laverick. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Mavis Cross. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Dear Lord, your radiance fills the heavens. Hear us as we lay before you all who have died in faith. Today, only one on the list, thankfully, Betty Bradshaw. And there are no names on the anniversary of death. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Dear Lord, united in fellowship with all baptized in the name of Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to your gracious mercy. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Open the heavens, Lord our God, and send your transforming Spirit on us and on these gifts. May we who are baptized into Christ be ready to share his cup of suffering and strengthened to serve him forever. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. You celebrated your new gift of baptism in signs and wonders at the Jordan. Your voice was heard from heaven to awaken faith in the presence among us of your Word made flesh. Your Spirit was seen as a dove, revealing Jesus as your servant and anointing him with the oil of gladness to preach the good news to the poor. Therefore, as we celebrate the union of earth and heaven, we rejoice to echo the song of the angels in heaven, forever praising you and singing. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with Blessed Mary, St. Joseph, and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of all time and eternity, you opened the heavens and revealed yourself as Father in the baptism of Jesus, your beloved Son. By the power of your Spirit, complete the heavenly work of our rebirth through the waters of the new creation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all peoples. Father's voice bears witness to the Son. God has revealed himself to us. The Son bows his head beneath the waters of baptism. God has revealed himself to us. The Spirit is a dove, descends from heaven. God has revealed himself to us. Submitting to John's baptism, Christ delivers us from bondage. God has revealed himself to us.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. May God the Father, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. Amen. May God the Son, who turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, transform your lives and make glad your hearts. Amen. May God the Holy Spirit, who came upon the beloved Son at his baptism in the River Jordan, pour out his gifts on you who have come to the waters of new birth. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
We have come to Christ, the living water. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.